The information discussed by the host and guests on this talk show is meant to be informational only. Listening or calling in to ask questions for our guests does not create a patient-doctor relationship. Rely on your own doctor or healthcare provider's medical advice to treat or diagnose any conditions you may have. Nothing discussed on this talk show is meant to replace your doctor's medical advice. You should never stop your current medical treatments or delay getting medical treatment because of anything presented in this program. If you want more information about a medical condition or treatment discussed on this program, talk to your doctor.
It's time for Health Check with Heidi Gottman, a daily dose of health and wellness information. Call or text Heidi your questions at 373-1220. That's 373-1220. And now here's Heidi Gottman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Health Check. I'm Heidi Gottman. Hope you're doing well on this great day. We have a very, very interesting program lined up for you today. We are going to be talking about seizures in our weekly Brain Boost. Dr. Dean Sutherland will be joining us for that. Seizures, you know, you hear about these things. Who are they striking? Who is at risk? Can just anybody get a seizure? Can you get a seizure from food? Does it have to be a serious chronic illness? A lot we need to know about this. Would you recognize a seizure in a child or an adult? What would you do if you saw someone having a seizure? And what are the treatments for it? We're going to find out about that in just a little bit, so stay tuned. We are also today going to be talking about some aesthetic things. So ingrown hairs, what do you do about those? Goodness. Also, a new filler for your lip lines. Maybe you're familiar with fillers and then they can do certain things aesthetically or, you know, make you feel better about the way you look or look a little bit younger, maybe fill in wrinkles. Are they safe? We're going to find that out. There's a new one for the lip lines. We'll find out about that. But we are going to start today by talking about a new way to lift the arm area, the thigh area, your rear end. And it's using something called Ulthera, oral therapy. Is it safe? It doesn't involve any surgery, so does it actually work? We're going to find out. My first guest is an expert in all of these. Her name is Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. She's the founder of the Miami Skin Institute. And Manjula, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Heidi. How are you?
Hi, good. I'm so happy to have you back on the program. And we're starting out by talking about Ulthera. So for people who aren't familiar with it, tell us about it.
Sure. It's a device. We can say laser, but it's not really a laser because it doesn't employ light. Lasers all employ light sources. This is actually a machine that uses ultrasound technology, just the same as when you get a sonogram when you're pregnant or if you need an ultrasound to image your ovaries or anything else. So it's very safe. As you know, we've had ultrasound technology in the medical field for over 50 years. This is a focused ultrasound beam, and it's a patented process that the Ulthera company owns that basically goes to the deep soft tissue, meaning the fat and the muscle, and actually delivers a beam there of ultrasound, of focused ultrasound energy that causes a contraction of the collagen there and therefore a lifting.
All right, so this is affecting the collagen. How does it affect the collagen? What is the collagen doing in response? And then how does that look?
Okay, so and it works in certain areas. I like to tell people fleshy areas like the arms and the thighs. And what it does is it delivers that beam to a very specific depth that the doctor can fine-tune with 3 millimeters, 4 millimeters, et cetera, and also the energy level. And it actually delivers a thermal injury. You know, I don't like to say the word burn because that's sort of saved for the skin. This bypasses the skin and delivers a thermal energy. What happens as we get older, as you know, our muscle fibers lengthen, our collagen fibers lengthen, and that's why we start to sag due to gravity. So this actually delivers this little quick energy burst that actually causes it to contract again. It also causes, the injury itself causes a little bit of new collagen formation that also helps the lift at the level of the muscle fat junction.
Okay, so you use this typically in the fleshy areas, but a lot of people use it on the face, on the eyes, neck, jowls, for brows. Tell us about that use.
So actually, all of those areas you mentioned, not the eyelids, but everything else, the brows, the cheeks, the gels, the neck. Those are pretty fleshy areas. You may not think so, but you know, there's at least a good 5 to 10 millimeters of fat and muscle there in all of those areas. And so, if somebody has a very, very thin face and doesn't have a lot of sub-Q fat or muscle, then I wouldn't recommend Ulthera as probably being the top choice for lifting or tightening that skin. It would be radiofrequency, because that operates at a much more superficial depth.
Mm-hmm. All right. But some people do get it for those areas. I mean, should they be steered away from that if a doctor is telling them to try it?
Not if they have, a moderate amount, a normal amount of flesh, of, you know, some, when I say flesh, I mean subcutaneous fat and muscle that is sagging. And you know, if you're a moderate, you know, unless you're extremely thin, Ulthera is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can use it in the face and on the neck, but you also are suggesting that this can be used in other parts of the body. So the arms or even the rear end, is that right?
Yes, yes. So it's interesting because the company has data, has FDA approval data and FDA indications for the brow lift, the cheeks, and the neck, and also now the chest. But because I live in Miami and I have so many patients who want body work but aren't really interested in going under the knife for it because they simply just don't have the time to be able to be laid up, you know, with body work, you might need, 1 to 2 weeks in bed sometimes. So, so I'm doing a lot of the sort of newest work with the Ulthera laser on the body. And I think that the company will pursue indications in these areas as well, because honestly, the results are so much better than surgery in these areas because there's no scar and there's no downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, devising a lot of my own protocols doing arm lifts. And I mean generally the biceps and the triceps, and then the thigh. I generally mean the, what's new. We've been doing, lifting and smoothing with cellulite machines, meaning radio frequency on the back of the thighs for a while now. But what's new is lifting the front of the thigh and the sides of the thigh and the inner thighs, just all around. And then even the butt, the buttocks, I've had some very good success lifting that. In fact, while I'm doing the case and I'm doing one butt cheek, you can actually see it lifting compared to the other one while the patient's still on the table.
You can see it lifting? What if someone is overweight or much older? I mean, who's the right candidate for this?
Okay, so overweight, if they are over 30% of ideal body weight, which is more than moderately overweight. If they're moderately overweight, it depends. A lot of people are moderately overweight in certain areas, and then they're not so overweight in other areas. A lot of people have what we call, truncal fat, where it's right around the stomach and, maybe the buttocks, but their legs are good. And so, I can certainly do a leg lift on someone like that. Some people, have, a big low, rear end, and then they don't have, big arms, and so we can do it for that. So it depends on the actual area, and I wouldn't rule out anybody who, was just, moderately overweight. I'd definitely see them and then, give them a consultation for the individual areas.
But
we all can improve certain parts of us, even if all of them aren't perfect.
Right, right. But so this isn't doing anything to fat content. This is only affecting collagen?
Yes, it's lifting. It's not reducing fat at all. There's other techniques we have for the fat. We've talked about on other shows a lot of the fat melting lasers, the fat freezing laser, the Kybella, which is the fat melting injection. There's all of those. So, body sculpting has now become, a multi-procedure, multi-possibility realm, literally since 2015.
Sure. All right, but with this ultrasound laser, I mean, what are the complications or risks? I know it's very safe, but there've got to be some complications with it.
Literally, in the FDA trials, there were basically none. I mean, there was redness in the treated area for a day or two. Occasionally, there's a little bit of swelling. I have never had that in any of my patients. Nobody's had any swelling, and I've probably done about 1,000 patients now. The redness on a few people who have very sensitive skin might persist for half an hour or so. By the time, actually, I give them ice before the procedure, and they generally get redder from the ice than they get from the procedure. Mm. The only thing that I've ever seen is occasionally if the patient moves away from my device tip, from the Altera tip, while I'm doing the procedure, the beam can get directed a little bit superficially, and so they can get a very mild skin burn where they get a little bit of flaking on day two, day three, and then it flakes off and it doesn't leave a mark or anything. So I've had no one who's had any complaint at day seven.
Okay. All right. And what about the amount of time that it lasts? Because nothing lasts forever, right?
No, nothing lasts forever. And I tell my patients that, you know, if they didn't age on an ongoing trajectory, you know, if we didn't continue watching through time, then, you know, I would say, you know, the FDA trials say that it lasts anywhere from 2 to 5 years. I think that in younger patients, you can pretty much say they'll get 2 years out of it, but even they're aging. So generally, most of my patients are so happy with the results, they come back every 18 months or so.
Hmm. All right. And then how much can we expect to pay for something like this?
It depends. If on areas like the face and the brows and the neck, anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 an area. On the body areas, we have to take a lot more time and use a lot more of the laser tip, which is an actual expendable. We have to buy those tips separately, mm-hmm. And they have a certain amount of shots on them. So your body cases may be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000, depending.
Okay, so comparable to other treatments. And you're talking about the brows. I just want to ask you about this, and we'll go to break. Is this something that could replace Botox for lifting the brow?
It's interesting. It's if Botox is not doing the brow lift that it used to do for you, then this would be the thing to add on. So I would, so younger people get Botox and they look great with their brow lift, and then, you know, it starts working less and less well because either they accumulate more tissue there or it's just becoming too heavy and there's too much sagging. And so then I'll do a little Botox and this, and then they have a really nice non-surgical brow lift.
Hmm, very interesting. All right. Well, there's so much to know, but we need to take a quick break. So everybody, please stick around more with Dr. Manjula Jegasothy from the Miami Skin Institute in just a minute. This is Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
Doctors Hospital of Sarasota is an acute care facility serving the healthcare needs of Sarasota County. Doctors Hospital is a Joint Commission certified advanced primary stroke center and a top performer in key quality measures. The facility is nationally recognized by Modern Healthcare's top 100 best places to work for 8 years in a row and is the only facility in Sarasota to receive an A grade in patient safety. For more information, please visit doctorsofsarasota.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-921-6860 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-921-6860 to take your call now. Call 1-800-921-6860. That's 1-800-921-6860. Again, 1-800-921-6860.
Hi, I have to tell you some really good news. My good friend Larry Cullen wants each of you to know that Sleep King of Sarasota is ready to help you get that good night's sleep. Wonderful mattresses from Stearns & Foster to Sealy and Simmons, because you deserve the best. So stop by and see Larry Cullen at 1901 Hanson Street. Take it, Larry.
Buy a mattress today, sleep on it tonight. Free same-day delivery, even if I have to carry it on my back. Only at Sleep King in Sarasota.
Sun. This is Lucia's recital, not her memorial. Her family cheers instead of mourns. With flowers, they give instead of leave. Her family now has a solar lamp, not a kerosene one. A lamp that won't explode, nor add her life to the 2 million that kerosene lamps claim every year. No, Lucia's song will only end to start a new one, because Lucia's solar lamp is giving her a brighter future. Help us donate solar lamps. Visit wattsoflove.org.
Hi, I'm Heidi Godman from Health Check, and I want to talk to you about a real problem for older adults here on the Suncoast: isolation. Seniors who no longer drive are often isolated. They don't have contact with the world outside their door. They can't get to a doctor's appointment or even a grocery store. But the nonprofit group ITN Suncoast provides safe, affordable rides for seniors so they don't have to be isolated. And you can help by becoming a volunteer. For more info, visit itnsuncoast.org or call 941-364-7530.
You can stay connected with everything happening in Sarasota, Bradenton, and Venice by visiting our online stream at wsrqradio.com.
Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. If you're just joining us, my guest today is Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. She's a Harvard and Yale-trained aesthetic dermatologist, and she's the founder of the Miami Skin Institute. She's always talking about the most innovative things in aesthetic dermatology. And what we're going to focus on now is the topic of fillers. So we, you know, maybe you've heard of different types of fillers to get rid of the lines next to your mouth or do different things on your face or even other parts of your body. But the fillers of today are much different than they were even 5 or 10 years ago. So we want to find out what the latest trends are and find out how they are changing. These are not your mother's facial fillers, right, Manjula?
Absolutely. I think in the last 5 years, it's sort of become obvious that hyaluronic acid is probably the best among the ingredients for, it's the most diverse and the most, versatile of the fillers for facial injections. And so now the thing is not what the ingredient is in the filler that differentiates them as much as the actual viscosity of the hyaluronic acid filler. And so now there are all these different brand names that have different viscosities. And as you and I were discussing, the thicker fillers, such as Voluma, are used in to lift areas like the cheeks, where you actually need a thick filler to actually do some heavy duty lifting, not just filling in some fine lines. So Volbella is the most recent FDA approved hyaluronic acid filler in this group, and it has a very, very thin viscosity, and it's wonderful. There's another product also called Bellotero, which was approved about 2 or 3 years ago, also a thin viscosity product. Volbella has a lidocaine in it, so people tend to find it more comfortable for the lip lines. And honestly, before Volbella and Bellotero were approved, we didn't have anything good for those really, really, really tiny superficial lines, because when a doctor injects them, they can leave a little bumping. Sometimes they don't really last, it goes away. But with this new filler, you can really get your lip lines, what we call smoker's lines, even if you never smoked, those vertical lines on the lip, we can get them gone for a good year to 2 years now.
All right. And I have never had fillers. I've only had Botox, which is muscle relaxant.
You know, it's not fun when it's injected into you, but I feel better getting it once or twice a year. I like it. It lifts my brow, so I feel good about that. And I do that here on the Suncoast. But what about when you get a filler? I mean, as much as Botox hurts, I would guess that a filler has got to really kill. So having the lidocaine in it, that's got to help.
It definitely helps, especially when you've done a couple of injections in an area with the filler after the first two or three. The patient really doesn't feel it because it's as if they got a lidocaine injection.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's very encouraging. But what about the way that these things are used? I mean, you can use it in those lines next to the mouth. You can use the thinner ones, as you're saying, around the lips. Where else would you use facial fillers?
So let's start from the thin ones. The thin ones, like Volbella and Bellatero, are ideal for those lip lines. They're ideal for laugh lines, meaning the vertical lines on your cheek that come from smiling and laughing. You know how a lot of fillers don't really work very well there because they're too thick. So that's another new good area for it. Even if you have really deep crow's feet, we weren't able to use filler there before. We could only use Botox and have it, you know, be the best it could be. But now we can put filler into that area with these thinner fillers. Now, the medium viscosity fillers like Restylane, Perlane, Juvederm, those, you know, are great still for filling in the folds, the nasolabial folds, the lines between the nose and the mouth, for picking up the corners of the mouth and for enhancing the lips. And then I would say the thicker fillers, of which Radius and Voluma are probably the best, are great for sort of lifting the cheeks at when you inject at the cheekbone or injecting a little bit higher up on the temples. They're even good, actually, for certain people to do a little bit of brow lifting when there's a lot of sagging skin and not a lot of good soft subcutaneous tissue there. You can put a little bit right under the brow and it gives a brow lift. So those are what the thicker fillers are for now.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about those fillers that can do the lifting. I get how fillers fill in lines, but I don't get how they can lift them up. How does that work?
Okay, so that's a completely different injection technique, and you really should go to somebody who's very experienced in filler injection for these. We actually, you know, I don't know if you know, but when we inject lines, we inject sort of, it's like almost like when your contractor does grout in between the tiles at your bathroom. We literally inject at a 45-degree angle to the skin and literally fill in the lines with the gel. But with the lifting procedure, what we do is we literally go in with the needle at perpendicular to the skin, so at 90 degrees, and we go very deep. We go below the level of the superficial muscle and deposit the filler there so that it literally is almost a bolus, we call it, which is, you know, in lay terms, a ball of filler that literally puffs out and then tense up that skin, and it has to be done at a very precise angle and all that in order to achieve the result you want.
So it's kind of like a push-up bra for your cheeks? Is that it?
A push-up bra is a good idea. Even those, you know, those little cupcake things they use inside the push-up bra?
Right, right.
Just like that.
Like that, okay.
Gel.
All right, all right. Well, that's very, very interesting. And how long do these things last?
These, and that's another thing, when the thicker the filler, the longer it lasts. So with the thick fillers like Voluma and Radius, we're getting 2 to 3 years longevity out of them. But even the thinner fillers now, because they've been formulated specifically for these areas like the lip lines and the laugh lines, we never got more than 6 months out of a filler around the mouth before, and now I'm getting a year to 18 months.
Hmm. Wow. All right. And do you see the future of these things only getting better? Are they going to last longer? Are they going to make more of a difference?
They're going to last longer because the technology and their formulations is getting better. What they're doing is a chemical term called cross-linking them more extensively, meaning that the actual molecules are broken down less quickly by the body's immune system and by the body's just your resorption system and the bloodstream. So there are probably 10 more fillers in the pipeline from various companies in the United States that are already available in Europe that are just much more versatile and will give us a lot more options and longevity than we have now even.
Okay, well, very exciting. And if someone is interested in finding out more about what you do and all of these cutting-edge, innovative kinds of things, how do we do that?
Please visit my website at MiamiSkinInstitute.com. I have several blogs. I have they're all listed under Miami Skin Institute on Google Plus or WordPress. All of our podcasts, Heidi, are on YouTube and iTunes right now under both Heidi Godman and Health Check as well as Miami Skin Institute. So there's lots of ways to learn more.
Terrific. All right. Well, I'm going to give everybody that information again. And don't you go away, Manjula, because we will come right back and we're going to talk about ingrown hairs. Everybody, if you ever wanted to know anything about that, this is the opportunity to find out what you can do about them. Meantime, if you'd like to know more about Dr. Manjula Jegasothy, just check out her website, which is MiamiSkinInstitute.com. And you can also check her out on Facebook and on YouTube and on iTunes and on all different kinds of places. Very, very media savvy person who knows how to reach patients and talk to all of us. And just give us the real information, which is what you want from an aesthetic dermatologist. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. This is Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ. We'll be right back.
Don't have a radio nearby? Listen online at WSRQradio.com. WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota Manatee.
The Gulf Coast South Area Health Education Center offers free face-to-face classes by professionals who know what you're up against. We'll help you quit with free nicotine replacement therapy. It's free, so you have nothing to lose. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco-Free Florida's Three Ways to Quit, you'll double your chances of success. If you or someone you know needs help quitting tobacco, call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Doctors Hospital of Sarasota is an acute care facility serving the healthcare needs of Sarasota County. Doctors Hospital is a Joint Commission certified advanced primary stroke center and a top performer in key quality measures. The facility is nationally recognized by Modern Healthcare's top 100 best places to work for 8 years in a row, and is the only facility in Sarasota to receive an A grade in patient safety. For more information, please visit doctorsofsarasota.com.
Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. If you are just joining us, my guest today is Harvard and Yale-trained aesthetic dermatologist Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. We are talking now about something that's trending, she says, in a lot of the magazines and online sites, and that is ingrown hairs. Manjula, why do you think this topic is trending?
I think it might partly be because the fashions in terms of facial hair have been changing quite a bit with the hipster trends nowadays. And so shaping your beard and shaping your mustache and your sideburns and getting that to look completely slick is kind of in now. And I think that's why it's a trending topic.
All right. So what is an ingrown hair?
Okay, so ingrown hairs are, you know, especially in South Florida, we, as women, we certainly try to be as hairless as possible. Ingrown hairs occur in men and women equally, and if you particularly have slightly curly or thick or coarse hair, if you happen to shave against the direction in which the hair grows, which is actually how you get a closer shave, but it can also cause the hair to become a little bit twisted as it starts to grow back out, and then that can cause it to grow back into itself, into the follicle, and that's an ingrown hair. And it causes a red, painful, occasionally itchy bump in the area where the hair follicle is. It looks very similar to a pimple, but there's no fluid to extract or express out. So it's like a hard, deep pimple, and sometimes they can last for, you know, weeks to months.
Do they ever go away on their own? I mean, it's weeks to months, so they do resolve eventually?
I think that I'd say about half of them resolve on their own, and then half of them need some kind of treatment. So, you know, the tendency is when you start getting these is to pick at them, and so then you only infect them and make them worse. So most, you know, of course I'm seeing a lot of people who are seeking treatment for it, but, you know, most people at some point do need something, some sort of treatment, even if it's an over-the-counter antibiotic for an ingrown hair.
All right. And do we know what causes these things?
Like I said, it's the hair quality and texture, and then shaving against the direction of the hair growth.
All right. So it's hopefully mostly guys who are experiencing this. But what about
women get it a lot in their bikini area?
Okay. So I was just going to say, can you get it anywhere?
Yes, you can get it anywhere. A lot of women get it even on their arms, if they shave their arms. You know, if you're prone to ingrown hairs, two things are very important. One is that you really lather up and get the hair shaft very wet. So do it at the end of your shower and use copious amounts of shaving cream so that the hair shaft is very wet. And so then when you shave, and I'd want you to shave along with the direction of the growth. And so in some areas, like the underarms, the hair grows in multiple directions, so you need to shave in all of those directions. Then you can be, you know, assured that you're going to be less likely that your shaving habits have gotten you an ingrown hair.
Mm-hmm.
After that, putting on an after shave prep or something if you're prone to them. And I like a product called TendSkin. It's TendSkin. It's an old product that's been available for around 20 years. It's just 2% salicylic acid and a little bit of actually solubilized aspirin that actually goes to exfoliate the skin where the hair follicle is and so prevents the hair from growing in on itself.
Okay. All right. So those are good ways to prevent this from happening. What if you do realize that you have an ingrown hair? What can you do about it?
Again, the 2%, the salicylic acid preps are wonderful to even treat them. And what's been trending now is an online company called DollarShaveClub.com. It's a sort of a one-stop shop for all your shaving needs. And they kind of cater more to the trendy under 35 shaving crowd. But it's very inexpensive and easy to procure, and they have all kinds of products that are salicylic acid and aspirin-based to treat ingrown hairs as well. If it becomes, if the bump becomes, you know, filled with pus, or if you see some red streaking from it, then you might be developing a soft tissue infection we call cellulitis that then requires a visit to the ER or a dermatologist so that you can get oral antibiotics. It's not a good idea to ignore it if you see it getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. And how often does that happen that people have an ingrown hair that can become infected?
More often than you'd think. I'd say probably 1% of ingrown hairs develop a little mild staph infection and the cellulitis. Like I said, mostly because people pick at them.
Okay. All right. So you definitely don't want to do that. And you do want to use all the right products for this. And is there anything else that we need to know with regard to ingrown hairs? I mean, the complications could be cellulitis. Is there anything worse that can occur? Or, you know, can it be cleared up pretty quickly?
It can be cleared up very quickly in general with oral antibiotics. The only other thing I tell people is, you know, I have, you know, certain ethnic groups that tend to have curlier hair are more prone to this. So if you're somebody who, no matter what you do and use the right techniques, shaving and use the right products afterward, you're still prone to ingrown hairs on specific, you know, especially on the face or on the scalp if you get a buzz cut, then I just recommend that you don't shave and that you think about you having a fuller hair look. And I've told that to a lot of my male patients, and in the long run, they've been happy with the advice, even though at first they didn't want to change their look. In the long run, it's a lot easier.
All right, so let's go over again. Who is at most risk for experiencing an ingrown hair?
Definitely people of African descent, because they have curlier hair. They also have less sulfur in their hair shaft, which is the reason that their hair is curlier. And so curlier hair grows in on itself. Anybody else with coarse hair, certain Latin people, anybody, again, with coarse or curly hair is more prone than somebody with straight or very fine hair. Nordic and Caucasian type hair types, red hair that's not too curly or blonde tend to have less of a problem with this.
Mm, all right. Very, very interesting. And if we want to know more about this, where can we find this out?
I think it's been in all the magazines, Self, Glamour, Women's Health, in the last month or so. There's certainly a lot of information on it at the 10 Skin website that I mentioned before. There's a lot of information on it if you Google my name. And then, like I said, the Dollar Shave Club has done a really good job of sort of promoting this problem as a, you know, with their products as cures and as over-the-counter, easy-to-obtain treatment.
Mm-hmm. But as far as trying to do this yourself at home with a sterile needle or anything like that, definitely don't try that, right?
No, and lots of people come to me after doing that, and they say, oh, well, one time I was able to get a hair that was 10 inches long, and I couldn't believe it and all that. And, you know, I think those things are best left to professionals.
Yeah, I agree, because there could be even more complications that you don't even realize as you're doing it.
Yeah.
All right, well,
if you're getting a hair that's 10 inches long, you have a pretty deep track down there, so not a good idea to mess with it.
No, no. All right. Well, so great to talk to you. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. And tell us again how we can find out more about you and all of the different ways that you reach out to people with your media.
Sure. Visit me on the web at my website, miamiskininstitute.com. We update it almost every day. We do our blog postings on Google+ and WordPress and LinkedIn under my name, Jegasothy, weekly. And then you can find my TV and radio posts on YouTube or on iTunes. You can search Miami Skin Institute on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to go away just yet, because we want to talk about something else, but we need to take a quick break. So everybody, please stick around. More with Dr. Manjula Jegasothy in just a minute. This is Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ. We'll be right back.
You can stay connected with everything happening in Sarasota, Bradenton, and Venice by visiting our online stream at WSRQradio.com.
Exit Dream Team Realty and broker Michael Grant, located downtown Sarasota at 1956 Main Street, directly across from the Hollywood 20 parking garage, are ready to meet your real estate needs for buying and selling in Manatee and Sarasota counties. If you're thinking about anything to do with real estate, contact Exit Dream Team Realty today at 941-827-0700 or stop in and visit. Let our staff and qualified agents point you in the direction of your real estate dreams. If you're currently renting and want to own, call us. If you're selling, we can get you top dollar faster than the others. Let us explain how we can make that dream a reality for you. Just mention WSRQ and get a free home warranty on your new dream home purchase at closing or when listing your property with us to safely and quickly sell. And if you're interested in a career in real estate, call us today. Your dream income is here at Exit Dream Team Realty. Each Exit office is independently owned and operated.
Insurance coverage from Sile is personal. If you've ever wondered if you can get a better policy or if you can save money, no need to worry any longer. The professional qualified agents at Sile Insurance Group can help. It's not necessary to visit dozens of websites or make visits or calls to every agent in town. Sile's licensed staff can provide all the quotes because Sile has access to over 200 carriers, giving you access to the best. Come see why Sile is consistently recognized by the top-rated insurance companies in Florida. Quotes are fast, free, and easy to understand, making it possible for you to be sure you're getting coverage that meets your unique needs. Contact one of our representatives today and let us tailor a policy for you. If great coverage and pricing with less hassle interests you, call us 1-800-728-0988. Visit us www.sihle.com or visit wsrq.com to find find us. It really can be fast and hassle-free to save money. At Sile, the difference is service.
Today is the best day to buy and invest in our appreciating real estate market. Kay Weinfordner with Exit Dream Team Realty has been providing real estate services since 1997 to Sarasota and Manatee counties. For a free consultation for any of your real estate needs, such as renting to own, selling, buying, or investing, contact Kay today. Call her at 302-1707 or find her online, kweinfordner.com.
Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. So glad you are with us today. Time now to talk about something that you've probably heard about your whole life, but or maybe you even experienced it, but never really thought of it as anything very serious. And we're talking about eczema, also known as atopic dermatitis. Maybe you just thought it was a generally mild skin disease, but it turns out that it's actually an autoimmune condition. My guest today talking about this with us is Dr. Manjula Jegasothy, a Harvard and Yale-trained aesthetic dermatologist. So did this come as a surprise to you, what they discovered that, what, about a year or two ago?
They actually discovered the specific pathway that causes atopic dermatitis about a year or so ago. But just in the last 2 weeks or so, they've gotten one of the medicines that was previously only approved for psoriasis, also approved for atopic dermatitis. And this is a big step forward because people with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis that really couldn't get their condition under control with topical steroid creams or antibiotics now have actually something that they can use that has a very low toxicity to the rest of their immune system, but can effectively clear their disease.
Mm-hmm. And for a long time, though, we didn't know that eczema was the result of the immune system on the attack. Tell us about that.
Yes, I tell my patients, you know, all the time, there's in the next, 5 to 10 years, it's just like the anti-cancer drugs. We're learning, because we've mapped the genome and because we've learned so much more about the genetics of these conditions, we're now able to block them very specifically with drugs that are very specific. In the old days, we had to take what was, we used to say was a shotgun approach and just use a big immunosuppressant on all of these conditions, and so then it would have a lot of side effects, much like chemotherapy, that's just a very broad chemotherapy, gives you a lot of other toxicities. It doesn't just kill the tumor, it kills your hair and your stomach lining, and it makes you very sick. In the same way, these autoimmune conditions medicines, the older ones like cyclosporin and FK506, would really suppress your whole immune system, and that's why people used to have to stay in these bone marrow wards, and they wouldn't be able to be exposed to the outside world. Now you can get very specific immune suppression without having to, hide, essentially.
And let's talk about autoimmune disease just for a minute, because I don't know if everybody is so familiar with it. Maybe you know about celiac disease or Sjogren's or type 1 diabetes or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. But, I mean, there are some autoimmune conditions that aren't, life-threatening. They aren't going to change your life too much. Vitiligo, which just doesn't look as good as you would want it to look, where you lose the pigment on your skin in some places, or thyroid disease. And of course, so many people have an underactive thyroid, a particular type called Hashimoto's disease. So there are a lot of different autoimmune conditions. And now that eczema is on the list with them, I don't know. To me, I'm not super surprised by it, but it just seems like we're getting more and more, or maybe we're just looking at them in a different way to classify them differently. What do you think?
Well, psoriasis is one of them, too. I think that, maybe 30, 40 years ago is when we realized that they were all autoimmune conditions. I think more like 20 years ago, we realized that many of them are linked on the same genetics. And then now, 5 to 10 years ago, we've actually mapped out their linkages on these different genes. And then even more progressively now, we've mapped out what we call downstream, meaning what the gene codes for that's making a mistake, so that the immune system in a certain pathway is revved up for each different condition. Lupus is one, Hashimoto's is one. They all have different pathways, and we can inhibit that particular pathway specifically now, and so that the person can have just that aspect of their immune system suppressed without suppressing the rest. So their condition is cleared while they the rest of their immune system remains normal and active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very interesting topic, and I have Hashimoto's. I've talked about it on television and you're on radio, so I have particular interest in this. But let's go ahead and talk just about eczema. And I also want to make the point, you know, autoimmune conditions, they run in clusters. So if you have one, you might be likely to get another. But with regard...
And also, if you have one, you know, they run in families. You may not be afflicted with two yourself, but there's a better chance that a sibling or a child or a parent would be having one of the others.
Mm, very interesting. Well, all right. So when it comes to eczema specifically, I mean, in the old days, people would just use a special cream or an ointment or hope that just, you know, a very thick type of skin lotion would help. What do we do now? Tell us again. You were telling us about some of those particular medications that we can use. What else do you do?
So essentially, in the past, we used to only use what we called comfort treatment, which is, you know, lukewarm baths, you know, cortisone creams, you know, antibiotic creams. If you have a flare, maybe you'd take a little oral antibiotics. But for people who are moderate to severe, this was really never enough. And so now these immune modulators, and there's several of them, and just a couple of them recently have gotten approval for atopic dermatitis. And, you know, this is kind of beyond the scope of the radio show, but there are very specific dermatologists who deal with moderate to severe autoimmune conditions. And if you just Google that, you'd be able to find one in your area who does these medications, because now they've become very safe. They don't require laboratory monitoring or anything as they did in the past, but they're still expensive, and there need to be certain routes that you have to go through, certain paperwork you have to do, and so certain offices offer them. But I just want everyone out there to know that there's new hope if you thought that your condition was not something you would ever get a cure for.
Yeah. When someone comes to you with atopic dermatitis or eczema, is it usually a case that's so bad and they just can't get any relief for it, or is it kind of mild?
So atopic dermatitis, and that's another thing, it runs the gamut. The mildest form is what we call xerosis, with an X-X-E-R-O-S-I-S. And that's just really incredibly dry skin that doesn't respond to normal moisturizers. And so, you know, we use the ceramide lipid moisturizers. There's one over the counter called CeraVe, which is popular, and, you know, we tell people the comfort measures. That's one. Typically, children who have atopic dermatitis get kind of itchy, scaly, big patches of skin behind their knees and in their inner elbows, and that's childhood eczema, and that generally people grow out of when they reach school age, 5 or 6. And then the most common form of adult, mild adult eczema is actually hand eczema, where you get these little bubbles that appear on the surface of the palms and then kind of come to the surface and then have a lot of scaling and peeling. And if you continue to peel those scales, you can actually get cuts and fissures, and it can be very painful. So there's so many different ways that this condition manifests that I think that in the milder forms, most people don't even realize they have it until they actually seek treatment for it and realize. But in the more moderate to severe forms, most people have been battling it their whole life and have family members who either have it or they know, and so they go to the specialty dermatologist to take care of only this. So the answer is no. I haven't seen moderate to severe eczema in my practice since I was in at Jackson Hospital or University of Miami as a resident. But there are certain colleagues of mine in Miami, and I know there are some on the West Coast to Florida also, who specialize in this, and they tend to be around the university centers.
But it sounds like the great news here is that there is more and more that we can do about it, right?
Yes, the news is that you should definitely, if you thought there was no hope, it's time to revisit and to see someone again.
All right, well, very encouraging. And all of this today that we've been talking about, just so interesting. Thank you so much for carving out a whole hour to spend with us. We sure appreciate your time, Dr. Manjula Jagasothy.
It's my pleasure, always. Thank you for talking with me, Heidi. I loved it.
Me too. All right, we'll talk to you next month.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Take care. Everybody, that is Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. She is a Harvard and Yale-trained aesthetic dermatologist. She's into so much. Gosh, you've just got to check out her website, miamiskininstitute.com. Very, very interesting. You can watch what she does on YouTube. You can find out about her in so many different ways. Our podcasts are on iTunes, and she reaches out to her patients in so many ways, and it's very helpful, I think. So I hope this has helped you. We've been talking about new and different ways to treat eczema and different ways to treat ingrown hairs, and also we learned quite a bit about some innovative new treatments for wrinkles and deep lines in your face or loose skin all over your body. So much going on, and it's changing every day. And so wonderful that we can keep up with it and keep finding out about it to tell you. And I'm so glad you joined us today for that ride. That'll do it for us. I'm Heidi Godman. My producer is the incredible Luke Roseborough. And you've been listening to Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ. Hope you have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Now, stay tuned for SRQ Review. Bye-bye.